This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As thousands of migrant children wait to be reunited with their families, the images of them in detention centers continue to rock the country. They were separated from parents, facing prosecution for what the government considers unlawful entrance into the U.S., part of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. The largest detention center is in McAllen, Texas. More than 1,000 people have been detained in the center, and hundreds of them are children. McAllen is part of the Rio Grande Valley, one of the poorest areas of the state. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S., but its poverty rate was about 30% in 2016. Poet and activist Tongo Eisen-Martin traveled to the border town for a few days to check out the social justice activity and the surrounding area. He shared his thoughts with KALW's Janae Darden.
What were your expectations going down there?
I figured that South Texas was pretty underdeveloped.
Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah.
Because what I was reading too is that people move there to retire. I know it's warm there during the winter, so sometimes people from North Texas or the northern states, they'll come there on vacation.
There's a lot of land, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like a whole lot of untouched land, or relatively untouched land, and so there were like these nice homes being erected on them. Mm-hmm. The majority of what I saw in these kind of like these clusters, this cluster of kind of mid-sized or small cities was just basically a bunch of, you know, people just making it, you know.
And I know the detention center in McAllen is nicknamed Ursula. Did they say why?
It's because it's on Ursula Street. So
it's on Ursula Street.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the scene outside of the detention center?
So, man, you know, the scene outside was pretty slim. There was only about 30 people.
Really?
Yeah, there were only like 30 people, just haphazard collection of all these various kind of like brands of reformism. You know, there was no political leadership or... I don't know what the opposite of electric is, but that was basically the scene, you know?
Okay. And so you said, like, Catholic Charities are down there and,
yes,
you know, and they're working around the clock. What are they doing?
Yes. You know, I had to take my hats off to them. Basically, the situation is that really who these people are, they're just asylum seekers. Mm-hmm. From other countries, mostly from other countries in Central America, not from Mexico. So you do have people that come in, they're detained, and then they're kind of like released, or they have this kind of like supervised release where they put them on ankle monitors, and there's only a couple places they can go as they prepare to make their case for asylum. But now these people are just completely destroyed. You made this trek. You've been thrown in this jail. Your kids have been took, and they kick you out into a bus station when they're done with you. If they're done with you, mm-hmm. They kick you out into this bus station. So the Catholic Charities people would go to this bus station. But we're talking about a matter of like 100 people a day, you know. They go to this bus station, bring the people in. You know, they don't even have a change of clothes. Get them some clothes, mm-hmm. food, whatever other little supplies they can provide for them to then go on to the next stage in their nightmare of a journey. You know.
Did you meet any of the people who were released?
Yeah. You know what they look like? They just had these kind of looks like, I can't believe another human being just did this to me. Mm. You know, so they're just really sitting there unsure about, you know, just really like, I can't believe that just happened. There was a nurse who actually had done some direct care with some of the people who were released, and she said they were super dehydrated and sick. Everybody had pink eye, and, you know, she said they were like guzzling Pedialyte, like,
wow.
Like nobody's business, you know. So they're getting severely roughed up, really abused, you know.
You know, and there's so many stories, and you hear, like, we hear your perspective, and then we hear the Trump administration saying that these people are being cared for. Was it worse than what you expected or what you thought it would be?
What was rough to me was just kind of like the state of resistance. It's just like the people that organize to really help people. And you have other efforts, too. Like, you have, you know, you have people trying to, you know, to really help people with their court cases, and even just provide, you know, translation for lawyers. But you have all of these people that just been trying to, like, you know, to provide these kind of this survival programming in the Valley for decades. And they're all, like, just super overstretched. So when the system escalates its war against people, they don't have the means or the energy to then match the intensity, the new intensity of what the system has done, you know?
It was, when I spoke to you about this, and you told me you saw some kids in a bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take us there.
You know, just the feeling of absolute powerlessness. To see kids, you know, I mean, really, like, prison buses with, like, little tiny heads in the window, and you can't do anything about it, not even pause the bus, you know, let alone. It just kind of just gives you it really gives you a perspective, mm-hmm, of what true power is in this country, and how does it operate. And it also challenges us to then redefine what we think effective action is, you know. And they actually, the cold part is, they can't be in Mexico either. Mexico is not allowing them to be there. So here they are, squeezed in between, you know, at the border. They can't go back and they can't go forward. And not to mention just kind of like how dangerous, you know, the border towns are.
That's a lot to take in. Mm-hmm. So what did you learn from this experience? And,
you know, despite all these kind of like deadly adversities and challenges and obstacles, and no matter how invincible the system looks, people will always put up a resistance, and there's always that resistance, always has, you know, potential. And I know you out there in radio land might have been planning to go to Las Vegas for your next vacation, but come on down to South Texas, man, and lend a hand somewhere, you know.